Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris McMonagle.
Hey, who's
Sports
that?
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. 10:05 on a Saturday night in the big city. That's right, Chris McMonagle is here with you. I'll be with you for the next 4 hours till 2 a.m. Taking your phone calls at 877-337-6666. It's the first time we've all heard the jingle together, the name shout. How about that? Exciting stuff. I'm part of the furniture now. Maybe they'll keep me around. We'll see. Obviously, you heard it right here on The Fan. The Nets end their 5-game losing streak, defeat the Pistons 121-111. And Kyrie Irving just dominated the game, put the team on his back, took them from a 10-point halftime deficit, got them out to a lead in the fourth quarter, made a boneheaded play at the end of regulation, with 10 seconds left on the clock, 5 seconds left on the shot clock, and a 2-point lead, inexplicably took a step-back three that just made absolutely no sense, especially with the ability he was having all night to get to the basket. I hate to see that shot there. Try and go to the basket, either get fouled or, you know, at least give yourself a chance to score. You've been going to the basket at will all game. But he ends up dominating in overtime and just was absolutely terrific. Scored 45 points, ended the 5-game losing streak. They go into tomorrow's game against the Knicks with a win. And their superstar for the Nets was there today. And he absolutely took over the game, making plays through a couple of brilliant passes. Was hit a shot over the backboard, threes. He was terrific. He was their superstar. And when you're trying to avoid a 6-game losing streak, that's what you need. You need your superstars to be superstars. Obviously, the Nets are missing a major superstar who's still on the bench and will be for the rest of the year. But Kyrie Irving on his own is one of the great players in the NBA and stepped up and brought his team to victory. And that's what you need from your superstars. And, you know, since the last time I talked to you, a couple of New York legendary superstars had big week. As Derek Jeter voted into the Hall of Fame on Wednesday, one vote shy of being unanimous, which to me, it doesn't bother me at all. I don't think it bothers Jeter at all. You know, we can get into the numerous amount of guys who never got unanimous, Mariano Rivera being the only one. And it's just special right there for the Yankees to have that stretch, that run there where, you know, Mo and Jeter were the face of that team. And for between the two of them, only one person not vote for them for the Hall of Fame. You realize how special that team was and how special these guys are. And then the other special New York figure who ended his career on Friday and had the press conference where Eli Manning announced his retirement from the New York Giants. And, you know, I see a lot of similarities with these two. And, you know, I as it both came to us this week together with these two announcements, obviously the end of Eli's career and kind of the final resting place, if you will, for Jeter's career in the Hall of Fame. You know, there's a lot of similarities with these two. Some obvious and some not so obvious. You know, just even from the very beginnings of their career with really both wanting to be in New York. Obviously, Jeter, growing up in Kalamazoo, Michigan, was a big-time Yankee fan. In his yearbook, most likely to play shortstop for the New York Yankees, was committed to go to Michigan University. Once he was drafted by the Yankees, which was kind of an upset, most people didn't think he'd get to them. And once he's picked at 6th overall, I believe, for the New York Yankees, he decides to forego Michigan and get right into New York because that was his dream, to play shortstop for the New York Yankees. And obviously, the well-documented forcing of the trade from Eli Manning, who did not want to play in San Diego, wanted to come to New York, wanted the spotlight, wanted to be here. Him and his team, his father and everyone did not want him to go to San Diego. They did not think it was a fit for him. Archie's been on the record. He thought Eli had a perfect temperament for the city, dealing with the media. the spotlight that is New York. So even just with the beginning of their career here, the idea they wanted to be in New York. And I was just talking about the media, and they are very similar in that way too. You saw, you know, the press conference for Eli Manning, and both of these guys really, you never felt the fact that they played here 20 years and 16 years respectively and were the face of their organizations. No question about it. Even we mentioned Mo with Jeter and how Mariano was a big part of that team, unanimous Hall of Fame getter, but and one of the best closer of all time, the best relief pitcher of all time. Jeter was the face of that run, was the face of that dynasty, the everyday player, the eventual captain, the shortstop, the clutch hits and defensive plays and home runs and just the leader of the team. Both of these guys being the faces of these organizations that we all, you know, love and root for. But you never really felt like you knew them well. You know, Jeter very rarely gave you anything. You know, Eli maybe gave you a little bit more self-deprecating, certainly with different commercials and, you know, bad comedian commercials and different things, a little bit more willing to open up, make fun of himself publicly. But when you would listen to them speak after games, it was all about team. It was all about the right now. You never really were allowed to look forward to days like this, two retirements, two Hall of Fames. It was all about the next week. It was all about the next drive. It was all about the next game. It was all about the next playoff series. It was always the 6 inches in front of their faces. Both of them are very much like that. You didn't get a lot. You didn't, you know, even with Eli being on the fan here with Mike Francesa for pretty much his entire career once a week, you didn't get a lot of who he was. You know, he didn't open up, and he talked about it in his press conference about how he wasn't out there. He wasn't a rah-rah guy. He was Eli, which was a bit of just an introvert to himself. He wasn't going to show his emotions. He wasn't going to let you. There's a lot of players, you know, Philip Rivers, who was drafted with him in that trade, obviously will always be linked together. He's such an emotional guy on the field, and the yelling, and even his brother was different than Eli. Even Peyton had more emotion on the field. You know, Eli was very much a straight-faced. You weren't going to get into who Eli was. And for both of these guys to be like that as the face of the New York Yankees and the starting quarterback and the face of the New York Giants, it's amazing how similar they were in that aspect. Also, the quiet leadership, Eli said he's not a rah-rah guy. He's not going to get in people's faces. He very rarely had, you know, a crossword to say about anybody. People would say things about him. Odell would go on ESPN and say, you know, he doesn't know if, you know, Eli, you know, moving forward with the quarterback, all different. He would never say a bad word about anyone. He was very much a quiet leader, never got in the face of anybody. Jeter was very similar. Jeter got his point across. It's legendary how Posada was kind of the enforcer for that team. Jeter might have had something to tell you. Jeter might have had an opinion about what was going on. Jeter had an opinion on things better stop, but he wouldn't tell you. He'd send Posada to go tell you. But both of these guys, quiet leaders. And then the main thing to me, the main similarity, and this is where we're going to get into the Hall of Fame debate, which is everyone's favorite topic with Eli Manning. But to me, both of them, the stats don't tell the story for both guys. Now, obviously, Jeter, the far superior player. 14-time All-Star, 3-time top 5 MVP, should have won one in 2005. One of, if not the greatest shortstop of all time. 3,000 hits, 310 career batting average for a right-handed hitter. There's no question. One person decided not to vote for a Hall of Fame. There was no question Jeter was going to the Hall of Fame. But still, what makes Jeter great is the moments, is Mr. October, is the flip play in Oakland, is the diving into the stands, is the Mr. November home run. All the playoff moments, playing a full season in the postseason, 158 games in the postseason, all the great moments. Derek Jeter would be a Hall of Famer no matter where he played. but he wouldn't be Derek Jeter if he wasn't a Yankee in the postseason with those great moments. The stats don't tell the story because you look at Jeter, and he was never, you know, one of the great, great players in the league. Now, he played through the steroid era, and we all assume he's clean, so you want to talk about, well, you know, it wasn't a level playing field, but still. He was never one of the great, great talents. He wasn't driving in 100 runs every year and hitting 40 home runs like Alex Rodriguez. He was a great player on his own, but the stats don't tell the story. You look at those stats, and he's an accomplished player. He's a great player. He played 20 seasons, collected 3,000 hits. But none of that really encapsulates who he was. And who he was a great clutch player. And who he was Mr. Intangible. To be there at the right spot at the right time. And for Eli Manning, it's the exact same thing. Because if you look at the numbers, yes, he's top 7 in passing yards all time, 7 in touchdown passes all time. But ultimately, 4-time Pro Bowler compared to Jeter's 14-time All-Star. He was never a top 5 quarterback in the NFL. He never was. There's not a single season of his career that he was a top 5 NFL quarterback. He just wasn't. He was not a great regular season player. He was a very solid regular season player. But when you look at Eli Manning, it's clearly about the moments. And that's what makes him such an interesting topic for this Hall of Fame discussion. And in my opinion, he's clearly a Hall of Famer because the moments, those two Super Bowl runs are not just your average Super Bowl championships. They're not. Now, I know in New York, maybe we're biased, but if you look at it, those are two of the more incredible runs in postseason history. Certainly the first one. I mean, think of the quarterbacks he beat. He beats a Tony Romo, number one Dallas seed in Dallas. Then he goes to Green Bay and beats Brett Favre in the frigid weather of Green Bay, where his coach, you know, looks like his face has fallen off. And he outplays Brett Favre in Lambeau in that kind of weather, in that kind of game where no one thought they could win that game. No one. And then, obviously, he goes in and beats the undefeated Patriots, who right now, if they win that game, they are the greatest team of all time. At that point, no one had beaten the Patriots in the Super Bowl. They were still undefeated, 3-0 in the Super Bowl. And he went in there and led them to and came from behind in the fourth quarter to beat that team. Now, the defense played great. We all know it. You don't win without a team. Football's a team sport. No one's saying Eli did it himself. But he made great plays, obviously the Tyree play. You know, the touchdown pass to Burris, the audible to that play. He brought them back in the fourth quarter against the undefeated Patriots, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, after beating Brett Favre in Lambeau the week 2 weeks prior. And then you get the second run, all of this on the road. He goes into Lambeau again, and we forget how talented that team was. Defending Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers, 15-1, the most dominant league team in the league. He goes into Lambeau and beats them 37-20. And then obviously the Patriots again with another fourth quarter come from behind win. Oh, and he only takes the beating of his life in the NFC Championship game against the Niners in between. The moments are so special. So special. And the run is so significant on the road, making plays, taking a beating. Beating the Patriots twice. Come from behind fourth quarter. The throw to Manningham. The moments are so incredible. When you combine it with what he was able to accomplish in the regular season, which was stay healthy, which is the story of Eli Manning as well. The clutch moments and the ability to be there week in and week out in a league where we see it already. How many games did it take Daniel Jones to miss a couple? It's very difficult to play week in and week out in this league. It's very difficult. And it was never an issue as a Giant fan who was going to play that week for you at quarterback. Not an issue. He was a very solid quarterback in the regular season. He was solid. the last 7 years of his career, his talents waned, no question. The team did nothing to help him. Eli Manning was a quarterback who needed an offensive line. It was clear. They tried. They made the wrong pick every time they went offensive line. They couldn't do it to save them a lot. They did him no favors the last 7, 8 years of his career. But Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer because the stats don't tell the story. And I'm sorry. We can have this debate all morning long, and I'm sure we will. 877-337-6666. But to you Giant fans, I have to tell you, it's not ridiculous to have the discussion. Because he never was the great quarterback. He just wasn't. He had two great runs, and they're so spectacular. And he's one of only four or five guys to ever be a two-time Super Bowl MVP. I mean, and the names are the epitome of what an NFL quarterback is. He's in extremely rare air and refined company. But he played every week, and he took this city and that team to two of the greatest championships any city and any team have ever seen in the Super Bowl era. That's just a fact. And really, as just Yankee and Giant fans and New York fans, the ability to take this week and look back when we're in the abyss of New York sports and every team is just awful. Besides the Yankees, you haven't had a team in the postseason in God knows when. But to be able to take this week and look back at these two great faces of great runs with their teams and championships. It was a great week to be a New York sport fan, and we haven't been able to say that in a while.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.